I think Rulani should take off the mask. We can see Steve Kompela.
Please, Rulani must make plan B. He failed plan A. Oh, shame. My God.
I think it's about high time that Rulani falls on his sword. She's not fit for the position.
Yeah, I'm tired. I'm sick and tired. We want to win games, man. Chiefs is gonna bury us.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Welcome to the Fan Reaction Show. What a weekend of PSL action. Amakosi earned themselves another 3 points to remain top of the log, defeating Sundowns once again. Pirates, meanwhile, suffered another defeat, this time to Stellenbosch, piling the pressure on Rulani Mokoena once again. The Buccaneers haven't won in the league in a month and a half now, their last PSL victory coming mid-September when they beat Chippa United. As usual, we asked you to send in your voice note reactions, and you did not disappoint. I'm your host, Slu Paho, and this is Sokala Duma Radio.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Chiefs fans have no time for Pito's complaints. They'll take a victory over Sundowns any day, any way, and a 5-point lead at the top of the table. Well, what's not to love?
Greetings to you, Slu Paho, and SR Radio followers. Kaizer Chiefs played Sundowns. I'm happy that we won away from home. That was a great victory to maintain the top spot. So Pito is not happy, stating that the first goal that was scored appears to be offside. Nevertheless, but the video shows that Kaizer Chiefs player did not touch the ball before it landed on Nurkovic's way. But nevertheless, whatever he's saying, we don't care. We keep on moving. We got 3 points. Still early days to say, but I'm happy that we were able to maintain the top spot. Sporok from KZN Balito. Thank you very much for the platform.
Good day, Sokala Duma. I'm Tavo from Potchefstroom Northwest. Great game between Sundowns and Chiefs. It was what we expected. But my worry as we go to Pirates against Chiefs next week, Telkom knockout, is that the defense is our defense. I'm a Kosi fan. I'm worried about Mato because Mato, he allows the player to touch the ball first, then they destroy him. So with the players from Pirates, they are too fast, so he mustn't allow that. So what I can tell him is he must just relax, make sure that he touch the ball first before they just throw him out of the game. So that's my only worry. Then if you can fix that, then we're sorted. So in this game, it was what you expected. Sundowns and Chiefs, Sundowns dominated as always. But what matters is the results. 2-0 is a good score. They say it was an offside, but you are not sure if Castro touched the ball. If he didn't touch the ball, then it's a good goal. But there's no like signs of him touching the ball. So coaches were angry. Pito Mosimane is always. But hi, we accept. We focus on the next game. Thank you for 3 points, Kosi. Pirates, we are meeting next week. We continue where we left. Sharpa Kosi.
Pirates fans were infuriated as newly promoted Stellenbosch snatched a 1-0 victory. The cries for Coach Rulani to get the sack have gotten louder and louder.
Okay, this is Mutlani Isaac from Potiatlan, Soweto. I think Rulani should take off the mask. We can see Steve Kompela. And I honestly think that someone should stop him. This man is driving the bus the wrong direction and it's going to cost us a lot. So I think we have tried him. He has failed. We need to let him go now. Thank you.
I am a Kaizer Chiefs supporter, but the game between Pirates and Stellenbosch is unacceptable. Pirates is a big brand, but hey, I'm so disappointed. I'm very disappointed. Please, Rulani must make plan B. He failed plan A. Oh, shame. My God.
And I think now is the right time for Rulani to step down because it seems like Pirate is going nowhere with Rulani. Mr. Rulani, swallow your pride and step down as a head coach. It's better to be an assistant. It's only your job to be an assistant. Maybe you will excel very well to be an assistant, not the head coach. Head coach is very tough for to be there. Hey? So step down and be a head coach. It's better.
Hey, it's unbelievable. Stellenbosch Pirates 1-0. We have a problem with Colori. Rulani has a good skin side. He puts on an answer. I want that to run more. Pirates is a closure. Ivan Kosa as a Rulani as head coach. More than the Pirates. I think Pirates are going to win even the Cup A1, even Top 8.
Good afternoon, guys. SL Radio, it's unfortunate that Paris has lost again. I think it's about high time that Rulani falls on his sword. She's not fit for the position. I think he's too futuristic for the position. It's about high time we stop playing that wingbacks and everything. You cannot play Makaringa in the middle, CM. You cannot play Makaringa in CM. We need a coach who's going to stabilize the team and push us forward. Rulani must just go back to his original position. No disrespect to Pep, but no, it's high time he must fall on his sword. SL Radio, please do the right thing and let Rulani fall on his sword. Awesome, please.
My name is Mpho Bignas. Yes, Mnyama Gengani is my team. Nagela pile ka Rulani. I'm tired. I'm sick and tired. Kabo Rulani. Bona. I'm tired. Gila pile. Gila pile. I'm tired. Ka Rulani. Lidi tactics ta se swaga. Take parents need a coach. Re tlo tsaka di selen boso. Hone manong ba re senye di di satarta. Some of us ba tlo ba ratang pirate. Ne, come on guys. Come on. These guys must pick up their socks. Bomabasa. But Wakora 1-2-1 does not follow. Come on, guys. We want to win games, man. Chiefs is gonna bury us.
Sokola Duma, this is Montgomery Sibaya Mudisenyani from Bloemfontein. Orlando Pirates versus Stellenbosch. Yo, I think the coach just did not have enough time. Had the coach been given at least 20 minutes or 30 minutes extra, they could have won that game. So it's upon our chairperson, Dr. Khoza, to see to it that Pirates' games, they get at least 30 minutes extra just for the Buccaneers to win. Because that is the only thing the coach has been crying for. According to him, they're playing good football. The only issue is the time. So fix the time issue. Pirates should play at least 100 minutes, minimum. 120 to be exact. Thank you.
You know, I remember a couple of weeks ago, I read a newspaper in Sokola Room. Someone said, Rulani undermines Michu. Yeah, that's really, really true. Original true. If Rulani should have followed Michu's footsteps, Paris would be doing very, very better now. Who knows, maybe they'll go on the top of the league because of the finished second last season with Michu. Now Michu's gone. Rulani is trying to do his own things, but it's failing. If Rulani followed Michu's footsteps, any Paris will be doing very, very bad. He thinks he knows better, that guy. He's a great coach, but he thinks he knows better because of people are giving him credit. People always say, Rulani's the best, Rulani's the best. So he thinks that he's the best, and he's trying his own things, but he's failing. If he followed Michu's footsteps, he'll be doing very, very, very good. Now Paris will be on the top of the league. Who knows? The
problem with this team, Orlando Pirates, is that they keep changing the team. They keep changing the team, and this week, I mean, we played Stellenbosch last week. Now we're playing them again, and we play what we're playing now. Why didn't you change the team? I mean, Stellenbosch changed the team because they know that Paris is a strong team. We should have changed our team because they know how we play, like, from the game that we played against them last week. Now we're playing the same team, and then when things start to go wrong, we want to put in other players, especially Mahango. Mahango is not a player that you can put in when we're losing because he's a very selfish player. He's so selfish, that guy. Like, I don't understand why we continue to play him when we lose. He should have rested Mabasa and played Shonga and Mulenga up front. I don't understand why we changed our team from the team that we played in the Carling Cup. That team we played in the Carling Cup is the one that the fans know. But then it's totally different now. Totally different.
When coming to Rulani, guys, I think Rulani is just a graduate. I can say he still need a guidance. So to handle this pressure on Orlando Pirates team, I think it's too heavy for him. Rulani, I think he deserves to be at the multi-choice or any teams around NFG or amateur teams. So coaching a big team like Orlando Pirates, it's not for him, man. This guy is costing us. Already I'm losing weight now because people, they talk too much on the street, at work, they shout at me. So I'm afraid to go to stadiums because I know we're gonna draw or we're gonna lose. Rulani or he must stay as a technical team, not Orlando Pirates head coach, guys. Come on. I think Dr. Ivan Kwasam, he must do something before it's gonna be late. And it's gonna be a shame for us if next year or at the end of this season, we're not in top 8. So we deserve to be in top 8. So here we are coming to play for Cape. Yeah, we can beat Kaizer Chiefs because Kaizer Chiefs sometimes we know it's our enemies. Then, by the way, I'm not happy with Rulan. I'm losing weight, guys. And this is too much. My heart is broken. So he must leave this seat before it's going to be late. Good night, guys.
And there you have it. It's not going to be easy for Coach Rulani if he thought back-to-back matches against Stellenbosch was tough. Let's see how he fares playing a confident Chiefs side twice in a week come November. First, though, can his defense hold strong against Peter Shalulile and co. come Tuesday night? Only time will tell. That's all for the Fan Reaction show for today. Remember to pick up your copy of the Sokola Duma newspaper for only 4 Rand. But from myself, your host, Lou Paho, and my editor, Simon Strella, have a fantastic week.
Sokola Duma Radio. Sokola Duma Radio.